ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it wasn't aggressive, it wasn't violent, but something in that house was opening doors, moving through rooms, and watching them without ever being seen.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And indeed it is, and welcome to the program. We'd love for you to press subscribe wherever you're listening to the program. If you like, check us out on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. Get access to the ad-free episodes and all that stuff right there. But do press subscribe wherever you're listening. Tony, Todd, and Carol with you on today's edition of the program. Hi, what's going on?
Well, not too much here. I got nothing.
Todd? We're just going to sit here silently and kind
Todd?
Of...
Todd? Todd?
Yeah.
Todd?
Not much. Not much.
Tony? Tony?
Oh, yeah. Well, not much. Really, I got nothing. I have nothing going on. The ghost stories, we got those going on. And we got the story, wasn't violent, but something in that house was opening doors, moving through rooms and watching them without ever
being
seen. I
don't like that idea. I don't like it. I don't like that.
I don't like the watching without ever being seen.
Yeah.
It's weird. I want to say that I think when I was younger, I had that feeling more than I do now. And I don't know that it was always accurate, but do you guys still ever get that, like you're being watched feeling?
Yeah.
And not like in a paranoid sort of way, but just, I don't know. I remember a time when we had less, I don't know. Is it because we have more distractions around us and
no,
we kind of are being watched
like
all over? It almost like it feels like the norm is you're on camera somewhere.
True.
Or you're being watched or something's listening to you. It feels like the noise of that is at such a level that I don't get that feeling much anymore.
I find them to be two very separate things because I do feel like there's a camera everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I trip walking my dog, it lives someplace. Somebody's going to find it and go, look at that lady tripping.
And upload it, send it to us so that we can tease
That's
you about
so
it.
Funny.
Right.
But there's a difference when I go into a location. Like, for example, when we went to the Basin Park Hotel in Eureka Springs, it had this weird feeling. And like sometimes you're walking down a hallway and it's like, is there somebody behind me? You know, that feeling, which mm-hmm. is very different than being watched on camera, because I assume everywhere I go, these days there's a camera.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't really want to embarrass myself because it's going to live somewhere. Someone's going to find it.
I guess I don't really think about that at all. Like I, being on camera. Yeah. When you go up to the register at the store or whatever, and they've got the surveillance camera and they say hi, because you're on camera. I get that. But I guess I don't think about the fact that we probably are on camera all the time. I will say this. I started watching a show from a few years ago called Blacklist.
Yeah.
Which I'm in total love with and can't get enough of it right now. But that is like everything's on camera. You need to find out who walked into the place at that time. They got their badge scanned. They got the camera. They got all that kind of stuff. It's like, is that really the way the world is now? And now you guys are scaring me because Carol's worried about falling down with her dog just walking down the street.
I just assume.
Well, I mean, just think about it. Even in your own house, I guess depending what you have around, but it's like, how often is there not, do you ever feel completely alone anymore? Where like there is literally nothing that can hear you or is monitoring in some way, shape or form.
Well, because I thought about this the other day, because I was talking about it with my sister, and Benji and I got in a scary situation with aggressive dogs. Mm-hmm. Really scary. So it's a Great Dane. And I think the pit mix would have been fine if the Great Dane wasn't being so aggressive. And so I'm backing up and backing up. I ended up on somebody's porch. And I'm pounding, and I'm assuming there's a camera somewhere. I'm like, okay, they're not home, but maybe they can see me out here and they'll help me. I don't think he had a camera. But I was thinking about that because I was like, I need somebody to help me. And maybe if I get on their porch, they can see me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't think of any times. I mean, I'm hardly any time anymore where there's not something, unless I'm like, even if I'm in the middle of the woods, who knows? Some people have cameras out there now too.
Yeah.
That run on solar, you know? So I don't know. I mean, around my house, I don't, you know, but that's by my choice. I mean, I could unplug all of the Alexas and all of that. But you're never really not within voice range in most cases if you got a device, you know, a phone or something, that's does the same thing. And that's always on you. I don't know. It's very rare, I think, that we are not being monitored in some way, shape or form or within voice range of it. I mean, even in the shower, I mean, if you speak loud enough, chances are you got your phone, you know, pretty close by or something, you know, it's almost white noise now, where it's like it is so rare to not be connected to something or something that can hear you.
Yeah.
There's a creepy, horrible thought of the day, everybody.
When you just said, Alexa, and I don't have one, but my friend does, and his dad is convinced it's the Russians listening. And I'm like, the Russians have to be so bored.
What do they care?
Like,
yeah.
He lives by himself. I'm like, yeah. What are the Russians listening for? So I said, next time your parents come over and I come over, I'm going to be like, hello, Russians.
Actually, there's a bunch of them sitting around. There's a bunch of Russians sitting around watching videos of you, Carol, getting backed up onto a porch with your dog.
Yeah.
Laughing.
Like, ah, that's funny.
Drinking vodka. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. There's your happy thing.
But I do think there is a difference between the feeling of being watched on cameras and the feeling that something is watching you, that
like a being
is a paranormal sort of experience. There's a definite feeling that goes with one, like,
sure,
it's not right. No. The other one is it's everywhere.
Let's go to the ghost story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hi.
My ghost story begins when I moved to Prescott, Arizona. I had owned a home for many years and had no references. I owned a Great Dane and a potbelly pig. So I was absolutely thrilled to find a landlord who was willing to rent to me, my husband, and our pet. The first night in the home, I was alone as my husband was still in the process of loading our possessions from the house we'd recently sold, and he'd be joining me the next day. Now, I am a strong, independent woman and frightened of very little, but that first night in that house, I slept with the bedroom door closed and locked, with the lights on and my pets in bed with me. At first, I chalked it up to some strangeness on my part with all the new things happening in my life, new job, new home, new town. However, with hindsight, I now know that I knew there was something wrong with that house. I just wasn't able to process it at a conscious level, yet instinctively, I knew I wasn't alone in that house. It didn't take very long for us to realize there was something in the house with us. Now, my pets are indoor pets, even the potbelly pig we had at the time. My husband and I would leave for work, and we would put the potbelly pig in the bedroom to sleep in bed, buried under the covers, and the Great Dane would lounge on the sofa in the living room. It's not a good idea to let them be together unescorted. They got along well, but it could get into an argument on, say, the comfiest spot on the sofa. So we'd prefer to keep them separate. And we would come home from work, and we would find them together on the sofa. At first, I blamed my husband, and my husband was blaming me for not securing the bedroom door. We were going back and forth. And then after checking and rechecking that bedroom door before we would leave, like some obsessive compulsive, we finally came to understand that there was someone or something in the home that was opening that door. This was reinforced by other experiences, disembodied voices we would hear that would stop whenever we go to look for the source. My husband was being touched from time to time, and just some other little strange oddities that we came to understand pretty quick. Something's going on in this house. Well, I finally spoke to the ghost, and I explained that we thought that the ghost liked our pets. Our animals were never frightened of the ghost, but they knew something was in that house. My dog would watch something I couldn't see walk across the room. And my dog was very calm about it. She didn't seem to be alarmed in any way. But sometimes she'd wake up and look at me with this expression on her face that would say, "Were you touching me?" And of course, I'm at the other end of the room. I began to think that the ghost would touch her in her sleep. Anyway, I explained to the ghost it's not a good idea to open the door. Even though you think the pets want to be together, it could be dangerous. They could get into an argument. And we prefer that they sleep separately until we got back from work. Now, after I had this talk with the ghost, the door never opened again. We never found the dog and pig snuggled up on the sofa together once we left. They were apart the whole day. So whatever it was in that house listened to me. Now, I was pleased that the issue was resolved, but somewhat unsettled that I had a ghost living with me. I also asked the ghost not to show itself to me because I just didn't think I could handle that. Now, the major incident for me was one night I'd been watching television and the living room light was off, but my exterior porch light was on. Now, I decided to read instead, so I got up, I turned off the television, I turned on the living room light, and then I turned off the exterior porch light. I then went into the kitchen to make a snack, and when I re-entered the living room, I almost dropped the plate that was in my hands. The porch light was back on, the living room light was off. My Great Dane was at one end of the sofa. My little potbelly pig Pork Chop was at the other end of the sofa. And they were both looking at me like they'd been startled from their respective naps. I knew then that I could not discount the incident. There was something paranormal happening, and I definitely had a ghost. Now, we've since moved from that house. We purchased our own home in the area. I'm happy to say this house is ghost-free. But I look back fondly at our time in that haunted house near downtown Prescott and the little pranks our housemate would play on us and our pets from time to time. And I thank you for your time. I really love your show. Bye now.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
I think that's interesting because they got really, really aware that something's going on with this door and the animals keep ending up together. And so she's, I can't remember how she phrased it. It was kind of fun. But they were obsessively checking this door every time they left, and the door was definitely shut. Yet they come back and the pets are out together again. So it's almost like something was there that wanted to, like, oh, they need to hang out together. Why are they in separate rooms? Like thinking it was the right thing.
All I can say is I sat through that entire story with a huge smile on my face because for whatever reason, a story that includes a potbelly pig. I don't know. I really enjoyed that story.
Well, the fact that they had a potbelly pig and a Great Dane.
Yeah, that's a lot of animals in the house. That's a lot,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And the pigs can get kind of mean. They can be a little grumpy sometimes.
And the pig's name is Pork Chop, so I laughed about that.
I'm glad that no one was eaten in the making of that story.
Ooh. Yeah, that would have been bad. Yeah.
The ghost of Pork Chop coming back. Was it this episode we were talking about the fan?
No, the last episode.
Okay, yeah. So if you're following along in the chronology of Real Ghost Stories Online episode 14,500, I don't know what we were at. Todd was just telling us that it's springtime, and in his studio it gets a little. A little musty, and sometimes you need an extra fan. So you have your crotch fan, as you described it.
Yeah.
It's a fan underneath the desk.
Right.
And the Ron Popeil crotch fan is kind of what we came up with. And I've come up here now with it's interesting because the Ron Popeil crotch fan has been around for a long time. I don't know
really?
If everybody's aware of this.
Really?
But it really has, it goes all the way back to the 1950s, believe it or not. In fact, here's a very early advertisement for the Ron Popeil crotch fan. It really takes you back.
Ron Popeil, Ron Popeil, the crotch fan that makes your downstairs squeal. Keeps it breezy, keeps it dry. 34 children, we won't tell you why. Ron Popeil, now utter again.
Are you tired of a hot, sweaty crotch?
Introducing the Ron Popeil crotch fan. It does 1,000 things, most of them on purpose. Ba-do-ba-do. It is no longer approved for spaying or neutering pets. Ba-ba-ba-do. 3 vets tried it, and they have so many regrets. But one cat is fine, the other one is square now. And the dog, well, the dog has a different amount of legs, and we're not saying how many. Our attorney said, don't share now. Use it in the kitchen to debone a chicken from across the room. Use it in the garage to strip paint off a Buick in seconds. One woman in Tampa wrote, my husband hasn't touched me since the Clinton years, but the crock fan changed everything. Her husband is now in a full body cast, but she seems real happy. And that's what matters. It is not recommended for adult love time use. Without a spotter and a helmet and a form you sign in truce.
Ba-doom, ba-doom, bum, bum.
Gary used it on a date night. Gary's date called 911. Now Gary's missing something important. And his dating life is done.
Use only as directed or Gary. You may lose a limb.
An appendage here, a finger to there. Ask Gary.
Oh, wait. Don't ask him.
Order now and receive the turbo attachment. Reaching 140 miles per hour. Banned in 9 states by name. The Hendersons used it as a baby monitor. And we are not allowed to finish that sentence. Their attorney has been compensated. Their attorney's therapist has been compensated. Their therapist's priest has been compensated. That priest has left the church. Do not point at your genitals despite the name. Do not use near a pregnancy or anyone who came within 6 feet of a pregnant woman, livestock or the dead. A man in Reno aimed it upward and it took off half his head. He's alive. He's just different now.
His wife says he's quieter.
And she considers that a win. The crock fan is not a medical device. It is not a grooming tool, despite what the internet says. It should never be inserted. We can't believe we have to say that, but 14 emergency rooms have asked us to specifically include that warning. If the fan begins to smoke, that is normal. If the fan begins to scream, that is not normal. And you should leave your home immediately.
Run, Propeel, run, Propeel.
The FDA said no, but
we appeal.
Grandma aimed it at her face. She's been missing since July. Gary's got no fingers, and he still won't tell us why. He went back for a second one. The science is wrong, but the crotch is dry.
Run, Propeel, run, Propeel.
If you die, it's not part of the deal. Sign the waiver, grieve the loss. Call 1-800-CROTCH-FAN. Operators are standing very carefully, 'cause the last one lost both hands and an ear.
The ear was unrelated, but we're named in that suit too.
Run, Propeel! Ron is not a real person. The fan is classified as a weapon in 4 countries and a religious artifact in 1 by purchasing. You waive all rights, including the right to remain alive or intact. Not approved for veterinary use since the incident. Do not use during adult intimacy without a licensed supervisor present. If the fan speaks to you, do not answer it. We know, we know!
We know!
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Ba-dum, ba-dum. That cracked me up. It went a million directions I was not planning on.
Yeah, me either.
Me?
Oh my god, that was funny.
I feel like I've like been in a fight after this show lately because I laugh so hard, like my guts hurt. Oh my god. Oh,
that was funny.
All right, you got a ghost story?
I don't know. Whatever it's gonna be isn't gonna compare to that. Okay. I gotta breathe. Okay, here we go.
This is Errol calling from Ventura, California. I just wanted to tell a quick little story here. About 2 months ago, maybe 3 now, my stepfather had passed away. My wife and I here live in Ventura, and our son, we have a 7-month-old baby, and he, as most children do, tends to kind of look around the area, like around the room where you're holding him and all that stuff. Before my stepfather died, he got to meet my son once. And when he met him, it was a pretty emotional meeting between the two. My stepfather, you know, he was very ill, so he knew that he wasn't going to probably have a whole lot of time. And, you know, it was a very emotional thing for him to meet my son. And, you know, the day that he passed, that morning I woke up and I thought to myself, you know what, I'm going to get my son ready to take him over to my mother's house and, you know, let him see my stepdad and everybody. Well, I got a call while I was actually changing my son's diaper to get him ready for the day from my mother telling me that my stepdad had passed away that morning. So fast forward from that to about a week ago, my wife, I had gone to the grocery store. And on my way there, my wife, who already has a fun apartment because we live in a building that used to be like a convalescent home that just made it into apartment complex, she sent me a text message. And she goes, I'm pretty sure I just saw a ghost or some kind of apparition. And she said it looked she didn't feel threat, no fear or anything like that. But it looked like a white mist. Just she saw it for like a second and a half. Just out of the corner of her eye, she looked over and she saw it and it was gone. She said it looked like it was a shape of a man, not super tall, like no features, just an outline, really. And that it looked like he was wearing a hat. My stepdad notoriously wore baseball caps all the time. So this is the first thing that came to mind was maybe it's him. Anyway, she said that she saw the shadow or the shadow of light, as she described it, kind of peering around the corner of the hallway into the living room like it was someone looking as she sat there on the couch with my son. And she said that about 20 minutes later, she went to the bedroom to get some stuff out of the crib for my son. And one of her little eyeshadow containers, she has these, her eyeshadow containers, I guess they all have different names or whatever. And there was a little eyeshadow container that was in the crib of my son's crib. Now, there's no reason it would be there. She wouldn't put it there. I wouldn't put it there. It was there, strategically placed in the corner of my son's crib. The name, when she turned it around and looked at the back, the name of that eyeshadow is called Now You See Me. So she said she got pretty freaked out. When she told me that, I got the chills. I was like, whoa, okay. Because I have been seeing kind of things out of the, you know, the perif, the corner of my eye. And I've been brushing them off. I've been seeing, like, it looked like something moving really quick and what have you. I told her maybe it's just my stepdad because he really wanted to see my son and, you know, see our son. And he was just coming by for a visit. And that's what I think probably it was. So that's my little quick story. Nothing really since has happened. We had a priest from our Catholic parish down the street come and bless the house. And so far, so good. Thank you very much. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. And God bless. Take care.
Okay, that's strange.
Now you see me.
Yeah. And, like, being new parents, number one, your makeup's not going to be anywhere near your kid's bed. But anything that they could pick up and hold and put in their mouth, you right. wouldn't even consider having that anywhere close to your baby.
No.
There's no reason your makeup ends up in your baby's crib.
That's weird.
And for, like, even if you absentmindedly were carrying it in your hand and you didn't realize it, which is kind of weird, to find one named that. And then for
who the hell is naming this freaking makeup? Who names makeup I don't, that?
You should see all the names for different things like that. It's kind of stupid. But, you know, the fact that he died and then she saw, like, some kind of maybe like a smoky something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she thought it was, it spooked her out enough that she called him.
You know, we just heard the original jingle from the,
oh no,
is there from the Ron Popeil, Crotch-O-Matic, fan. Crotch-O-Matic. and that, you know, it was a long time ago. They actually made a documentary about it, as well.
About the crotch fan?
About the crotch. Yeah. Underwear. Oops. What is going on here? That's a different song.
I don't know what that was, but I'm curious.
It was a Michael Jackson. It was one of about the Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Here's the trailer for the doc.
In 1987, a man named Ron designed a fan. It was meant to cool the human crotch. What happened next? Would change everything. They told us it was safe. They told us it was clean. But underneath the plastic were things no one should have seen. 34 children exposed in 1 year. 9 veterinary clinics shut down out of fear. They used it to neuter. They used it to spay. Now every dog in Tulsa walks a different way.
I just wanted to cool off after yoga. I plugged it in and it started spinning the other direction. They never told us it could do that. I lost something that my doctor says may or may not grow back. She doesn't know. She's never seen this. She showed my file to a colleague. And he left medicine.
The crotch fan was recalled 7 times between 1991 and 2011. Each time, it came back. with fewer safety features than before. The FDA rejected it 11 times. Ron appealed 12. When asked how, Ron's attorney said, "We filed one in advance." Even after he lost his hand,
they told him,
users directed,
he did not
understand that appendages must stay connected, that organs must stay inside, that the bedroom attachment requires a licensed supervisor, or you will not survive. My wife bought it for the bedroom. The box said, multi-purpose.
I trusted the box. I should not have trusted the box.
The surgeon called what happened to me unprecedented. Then he called it architectural. Then he stopped talking and sat down for a very long time. I set off metal detectors now. At every airport, I am what the hospital calls rebuilt. My genitals are theoretical. 14 emergency rooms have issued specific warnings, not general specific, with diagrams. Diagrams that cannot be shown on television. Diagrams that made a surgeon cry. A man in Reno aimed it upward on the highest setting. That setting should not exist. The dial goes to 5, he found 9. His wife describes him now as quieter. She considers this an improvement.
If the fan begins to smoke,
that is normal.
If the fan begins to scream,
leave your home.
If the fan begins to speak to you,
do not answer.
Do not respond.
It knows your name.
It's always known your name.
My mother aimed it at her face on a Tuesday in July. We found her shoes side by side in front of the fan. Still running on a setting we didn't know existed. That's all we found.
Just the shoes.
The police said no evidence of foul play.
But there's no evidence of my mother.
The fan was warm, not hot warm. Like it had just finished eating. When reached for comment, Ron said only this.
It cools the crotch. Everything else is user error.
Run, Propeel!
What have you done?
1,000 uses.
1,000 screams.
The crotch is cool.
But at what cost?
At what cost?
The crotch is cool.
But everything else
is lost. The croc fan. What they don't want you to know.
Streaming this fall.
Streaming this fall. Viewer discretion is advised. Ron's discretion was not.
Ron's discretion was not.
Oh my God.
Which one of those I like better?
For a moment there, it reminded me of those Real American Heroes that Bud Light used to have.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
There was a little bit of that in there at one point.
Oh my God.
So there you go. it's got, you got a dangerous piece of equipment there, Todd.
Yeah, I'm going to see how many settings are on this thing. It only says that there's 5, but
yeah, it might but be. There's a secret way you can take it up to 9.
The next one's 666. So
I got to see if I got the bedroom attachment to take upstairs later on.
No, anything but that.
Don't point it at your face.
All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online and Absurd Music that we make at the moment. At 855-853-4802, if you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. And check us out, Apple Podcasts, Patreon. If you want to support the program, get access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that, just search Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hi, I'm
Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.